Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Can you all hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. Can hear you now.
Okay. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. I will bless your name. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its praise. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tina. Our opening prayer tonight will be done by Sandra Yeverton.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you on this evening. We thank you, O God, for this beautiful day. We thank you for bringing us here together to, O God, be together at another family Bible study. We're so grateful for everyone who has dialed in and everyone who will dial in. We are so looking forward, O God, to you speaking to us. We eagerly look forward to you feeding us from your word, O God. We are hungry on tonight. We are thirsty on tonight. And we know, O God, that where your table is spread, we will always be satisfied. So we ask you, O God, to speak to us on tonight, O God. We always want to hear from you. We love you and praise you so very much, O God. And again, we just say thank you. Thank you for being Lord of our lives and Lord of our situations. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, being Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Almighty God. We want you to move on our hearts, O God. We want to, O God, be focused always on your word and your will for our lives. We just again say that we praise you and love you, and we commit these prayers to you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sandy. I'd like to welcome everybody to Thursday night Bible study. We're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight again, our teacher is going to be Minister Street. So we're going to turn it right over to her.
Thank you, Brother Robert. As last week, you know, the enemy will try any kind of way he can to stop you from getting connected with God. But he can't win because we are on the winning side, which is God. And Sister Mother Red Richardson been talking on surviving. We are in survival now because we know that Jesus is soon to come. And we got to be ready. I got to be ready. And I want everybody else to be ready with me to meet Jesus whenever the Father said, go and get your bride. So tonight I'm going to be talking again about the key to surviving hard times. We know that hard times are upon us. But we know that God is a God of hard times. He's a God of anything that we need. We can go to him with it, and he will make that way for us. I open that door. I open that window. And if we're closed in, it might be a window there that he would open so we can get out. But as I was thinking about what I was going to say, as I think of life, I have regret. What do I regret? I regret that I decided to make Jesus my choice. I took so long to decide to make Jesus my choice. But I am so glad that my Father in heaven gave his only begotten Son that you could inherit eternal life. When I think of the goodness of God, how he loved me, how he kept me safe, how he blessed me with a saved mother, it frightens me that I didn't turn to God earlier. I find myself talking with God often. I find myself apologizing for the times that I missed with him. As long as you stay out there in the world, you think you're having fun, but when you get with Christ, you'll know that you are really living. I love the title of this Bible study, and I know I say that a whole lot, but I love the title, Talking with God. The last few lessons we have heard in the key of surviving hard times, not giving the devil one bit of credit, but he is on his job daily. So that makes me know that I must be on my job daily as well, because God will see us through what we are going through. Know this, sometimes we'll come to a point where we must encourage ourselves in the Lord. In John 10:10, Jesus tells us that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. You know, he could have stopped right there at the store, but he didn't. He went on to live. But Jesus said that he came that we would have life and that we would have it more abundantly. But he told me, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And the 11th verse says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. There are scriptures all through God's word, Holy Word, encouraging us and guiding us to talk with God. Anything that we are going through, all we got to do is talk it over with God. Anything that we come up against, all we got to do is talk it over with God. And when scripture tells us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord move, he will see us through what we are going through. And encouraging ourselves in prayer and seeking God, that's what we need to do each and every day. Seek him, or worship him, praise him, glorify him. Let him know that he is first in our lives. And I mean, I say our lives because I haven't made it yet. I want to get as close to God as I can, but when I get close to him, touch him accidentally, I say, excuse me, Jesus, but I want to be as close as I can to you. If we don't stay in God's word, fill our minds with his word, and with his spirit, there is no way that we can make it. Philippians 4:6-7 tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. See, anything that we need, anything that we have need of, anything that we want to keep up, get us close to God, all we got to do is stand still and ask him, and stand still and believe that he will do it for us, which suppose all understanding. Let your request be known to God, which surpasses all understanding, and will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is what we need. When we give our lives to the Lord, when we accept his calling on our lives, we need to let the enemy know, I have decided that I'm going to follow Jesus no matter what the situation is, and we will make it. God is right there, and nobody can. I was just a song, the songwriter made, I praise an almighty God. I do what you want me to do. I go where you want me to go. I say what you want me to say, as long as you hold me in the hollow of your hand. I remember one of our sisters brought her first message, and I feel it's been years ago, and I still feel that in my soul. He was talking about whenever we give our lives to God, we are over the bloodline, and the devil can't come over the bloodline. If we do anything, we'll go over to him, but the devil cannot come. So as long as we hold on to God's unchanging hand, we know that we are making it. We will make it through to the Father. Romans 5 and 16 say, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous has great power. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, but as I was studying that, I think the prayers of the righteous, when we connect together and we pray together, we can push, we can avail it much. It keeps us in tune with God. Proverbs 3:5-6 said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. When things get rough and times get hard, talk to God. Matthew 7, the 7th chapter and 7th and 8th verse said, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, it will be opened unto you. The Father's not going to stand there, hear us knocking on his door, and not answer us. So we have to stay in tune with him. We have to stay close to him, no matter what the situation is. When things come up against us, all we got to do is just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord work. God will in no wise turn his back on his children. See, we all belong to God, and Jesus is on the right hand of the Father interceding for us. So you see, this is why we must stand in the gap for our friends, our brothers, and our sisters, and even strangers, and anyone that God puts on our mind. We want to pray for them, ask God to change their mindset, because one day all is going to need him. There's a song that says you're going to need King Jesus to go your bond. So this is what we want to do. Stay in touch with God. Encourage ourselves. Keep ourselves in the right attitude with God. Praise him for what he's doing. Praise him for what he's going to do. And ask him to help us to make it through another hurdle. And he will do just that. So why not trust God? Promise, and he promises to guide us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to hurt you. Plans to prosper you, not to hurt you. Plans to give you hope and a future. In your future with God, we must be sincere. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purposes. If we are in the will of God, whatever we are going through, God is not going to let us go through it by himself. He's going to be by ourselves. He's going to be right there with us. And when we need him, all we have to do is just call on him. And John 14, verses 1 through 4, and I want to read that. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know." God's promises are yea and amen. Everything that he promised us in his word, we can have, but we must be obedient unto him. As the scripture, Isaiah, the first chapter, verse 19 says, "If we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land." We have to look to God because we know that he is our help. We can't do anything without it. We can't even breathe without it. We got to be what he would have us to be, walk close to him, and believe everything that he tells us. There was a time whenever you see kids out playing, and if one kid didn't do what he wanted to do, and just say they're playing ball and the ball belonged to that kid, he'll take that ball and go home because he's mad they didn't do what he wanted to do. But God is not like that with us. He gives us love, mercy, and he helps us to stay in that straight and narrow path. If we want, he's not going to force himself on us, but I want to stay in that straight and narrow path. How about you? I know God is the one that's got to bring us through this. And this time is just about winding up. It's working on too many people that's trying to live the best that they can, that's telling people that time is winding up. We know we're not going to be here forever. So we have got to live according to God's word and be what he would have us to do. And I want to read Romans 3 and 23. Romans 3 and 23. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Jesus went through that old cruel cross that we would have a chance to be with the Lord in the last days, stand before him on that day and hear him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." See, the devil will try to take what you've done in the past and beat you up with it to keep your mind from being stayed on Jesus. But God's not going to let that happen because he gave us a mind to start with. We just got to keep our mind on him, stay with him, do what he would have us to do, do everything that we can to please him, no matter what the situation is. Please God, and he will see us through. Back to you, Brother Rob.
Thank God for Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Minister Street, for those encouraging words. Okay, tonight our 30 seconds will be done by Mr. Jesse.
I'll be reading the first three chapters of Psalms 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does not, in his law does he meditate day and night. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall wither, and so whatsoever he does shall prosper." Thank God for Jesus.
Thank God. Yeah. Ms. Jesse. Okay, at this time we're going to go ahead and open the lines up for input and debate.
Robert, this is Willamane. I wanted us to tell the kids, Tangela, and the kids that's on the line for us to congratulate them for having a good report this week in school. So I just want us to keep encouraging the kids that's on the line.
Okay.
Okay.
Father, this is Lorraine. I would like to ask for prayer for my niece Annette. She had some tests done today, and they came back abnormal. Her blood work was not normal, so just keep her covered in your prayers. Thank you.
What was her name, ma'am?
Annette.
This is Charles.
Y'all keep doing good and getting good and great. Proud of you.
Deborah Jackson, just continue praying for me.
This is Charles. I got a friend whose daughter is in a coma. Like for everybody to say a prayer for, please.
Yes. This is Lorraine again. I forgot. Miss Marjorie Young, lady that I was taking care of, she's in the hospital. She's on dialysis, but she's not been able to tolerate the dialysis for the last two times that she had shown. So just y'all just keep her in your prayers. Her name is Marjorie Young.
Okay, no more implicit update. We're going to move right along into roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If there's no mistake, on last week there was 40 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one going into roll call. Dennis and Sam.
Here.
Richard and Willie Mae.
Here.
Janet. Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Yeah.
Oli. Gloria.
Here.
Gloria.
Here.
Reverend. Reverend Manny.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra Mangum.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari. Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Barbara.
Here.
Linda. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Anna Carolyn.
Here.
Chris.
Here.
Josephine. Carolyn. Carolyn.
Hello. Hey.
Charlotte. Can't hear
him.
Yeah. Okay, Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamar.
Here.
Ashante.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Dog.
Here.
Honda. Miss Jessie?
Here.
Francis?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Tanya? Miss Winnie?
Here.
Fran? Lisa?
Here.
Evelyn C?
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
No, Evelyn C's here.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Back to you, Rob.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, before we turn it over to Pastor Burwell, next week our opening prayer will be done by Linda Hodge. Our 32nd will be done by Virginia Brown. And with that information, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again tonight. We thank you for everything that we have heard tonight. We thank you for the Bible study. We thank you for the Word of God. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's on the line, God. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless us and use us for your glory, God. God, continue to give us strength and use each and every one of us, God. Lord, you said if we committed any sin, God, that you will forgive us, God. Lord, forgive each and every one of us, God. You said you are faithful and just to forgive us, God. Oh, God, I thank you for being all-knowing, God. You know all about each one of us, God. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless us, God. And we thank you for this day, God, that you have made. You said, let us be glad and rejoice in it, God. Lord, I thank you for your power, God. Thank you for taking care of each and every one of us. Lord, remember all the requests tonight, God. Lord, we ask you to look down each one, God. Continue to bless Sister Deborah Jackson, Lord. Continue to heal her body. The lady that's in a coma, God. God, we ask you to deliver her, God. Give her strength, God. Bring her out, God. We know that you are able, God. Lord, we ask you to put your loving arms around her because you are a healer. You heal without the aid of medicine, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for this day, God, that you have opened many doors for us, God. Bless our children, God. Continue to bless them and use them for your glory, God. Lord, watch over us up and down the dangerous highway, God. Oh, God, don't let the enemy destroy us, God. Lord, I ask you to give us sweet sleep tonight, God, as we sleep, Lord. Let your angels surround each one of us, God, and continue to bless us, God. So let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight, God. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything that you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Keep us very well for that closing prayer. We'd like to thank everybody for being on the line tonight, and we look forward to having all of you back next week. As I said, we'll say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night. Good night.